Here's the thing. I went to the grocery store to get 6 items, and I had coupons for the items. I went to the grocery store to buy food, and I bought 100 hot dogs. There was a special at Rainbow's. 10 packs of hot dogs were 10 for $10. Somebody came up with that promotion, and it's obviously targeted specifically to me because Kobayashi doesn't live in the Minneapolis area. When I got to the register, I had my 6 items and the 100 hot dogs, and the cashier had the unfortunate task of telling me that my coupons didn't start till tomorrow. So I bought only 100 hot dogs. And I think he was like, well, he'll probably be back tomorrow for the rest of it. But in my head, I was like, because that's all I'll ever need. I didn't even buy buns or mustard. I was in such a religious state of hot dog ecstasy that I was just like, no, dude, I'm just going to raw dog it. Which, by the way, if you ever tell your girlfriend that you bought 100 hot dogs, don't say that you're raw dogging it. Because that means something different to them.
Dumbass of the day.
93.3 KZOZ.
Hot dogs, the subject of a video that's been circulating on the internet that was posted by the Marion County Sheriff's officials. This was in Ocala, Florida, which if you say it fast, sounds like, and with a southern accent. I went to military.
Ocala, Florida?
I went to military school with a guy that is from Ocala, Florida. Not this guy, not Kevin McDaniel, another guy. And he would tell people that he was from Ocala, Florida. But it's the way he said it with the southern accent. And if he said it fast, because everybody with the southern accent says stuff fast for whatever reason, they think they're easy to understand. He would say, oh, from Ocala, Florida. And it just sounded like, oh, it says like he's like from, oh, California. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Not the case. Ocala is a cesspool of...
that's a nice way to put it.
Of, it is like, you know, everybody talks about Florida being America's drain. Well, Ocala is the seedy underbelly of that drain. Have you ever looked in your like bathroom drain and seen the scum that's down there? And you'd be like, oh, that's...
I've cleaned it out before.
That's Ocala. Man from Ocala, his name's Calvin McDaniel. He is under arrest... where he got under arrest on Thursday night / Friday morning, more specifically, because it happened at 12:53. You can see that on the timestamp on the video over on our social media. He allegedly, well, not allegedly, because I'm looking at the video right now, he threw hot dogs at the clerk at the gas station in which he went to because he also wanted to buy beer. So he took the hot dogs up to the counter, and he's like, I'm going to purchase these hot dogs, and I'm going to buy this beer. Now, have you ever been denied beer because you are too drunk?
I don't think so.
I've never been to that point.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I've never been told, I'm sorry, sir, we can't serve you because you're too intoxicated.
I mean, I've been cut off before at a bar. You know,
you have?
I was in.
I wouldn't be proud.
Oh no! I was cut off by a friend. I wasn't cut off by a bartender. Okay. That's true. I was drinking out of a pitcher, like a full pitcher, and he's like, "Yeah, you've had enough." And I thought you had enough a while ago. So I'm like, "All right, well, let's go. Let's go to the room and have a drink then."
Where you quickly went to sleep, I imagine.
No, I drank more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was back in my drinking days.
Calvin sets the hot dogs on the counter, and then she says, I'm sorry, we can sell you the hot dogs, but we can't sell you the beer. And then he flings the hot dogs at her and throws the hot dogs at her. Now, that's not, you can tell by looking at the video, the hot dogs actually go in a direction away from her. But then a little bit later on, he pokes her in the face with a corn dog stick.
Oh.
And that is,
oh, that is
battery. That is arrested and charged with battery because... nobody likes to be poked with a corn dog stick. And here I was arguing last week with you, Jeremy, that corn dogs are kids' food. I guess not, because Calvin McDaniel's 35 years of age, and he's obviously an adult because he's drinking adult beverages, and he had finished the corn dog to the point where he poked her in the face with a stick.
Yeah, crossed the line. Did she call the cops?
Yes, she called the cops. He's also being held on violating a previous probation. Surprise, surprise.
What was the charge for the corn dog poking?
Charged battery.
Oh, that's battery.
Yeah, battery. Not. Huh? I don't think it's felony battery, but it's battery.
It's battery with a stick, with a corn dog stick.
That's like the weirdest thing that anybody could ever come at you with. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come at you with my stick.
Well, it's
my
all
corn dog stick.
You already threw the hot dogs at her. I'd slap her in the face with a hot dog.
Remember
was
when
that battery?
Remember when that guy threw that hot dog at Tiger Woods?
Oh, yeah.
He was on the green.
Tiger!
Up in the Bay Area. And the Tiger Woods turns around, and a guy throws a hot dog at him, and Tiger Woods just kind of looks at him and then goes up and steps over his ball like this is a regular, everyday occurrence to Tiger Woods.
He was ready for
He's
it.
Like, oh, yeah, the guy threw a hot dog at me. That happened Tuesday at the other course.
Tiger!
There it is.
Come on, man. Don't throw a hot dog at the greatest golfer ever. Come on. Where do I rank on the things that you have had thrown at you?
Have you thrown stuff at me?
Oh, my God. You don't even remember. I think it is my best throwing moment of all time.
What, like when you... What?
I threw something at you.
Like an egg or...
No. You don't remember this? How can you not remember?
I mean, our roommate Ernie threw your stereo at me.
Yeah, that was Ernie.
And a jar of peanut butter.
He outdid me.
My wife has thrown the TV remote at me.
You've had
before.
A lot of things thrown at you. Maybe it's a you thing. Maybe it's not a thrower thing.
I attract objects.
The coolest thing I've ever thrown at somebody.
I just don't remember right now.
So we were doing college radio, and we had to do a remote, and we don't do remotes very often in college radio, but these people paid money to have us come to their apartment to do a show.
We were working at the college radio station?
Yeah.
And
they lived above a pizza joint where they were going to do part of it from the apartment, and we were going to do the pre-funk from the apartment.
I remember being very occupied with trying to even get us on the air.
Yeah, the equipment was terrible.
Phone line stuff.
Yeah, because it was like whatever hand-me-downs, whatever radio stations, real radio stations.
I don't remember you throwing anything at me at that apartment.
So you actually talked to me. No, it wasn't at the apartment.
Oh, okay.
It was at my house beforehand. You come into my house and you're like, hey, by the way, we're taking your receiver for the equipment. I'm like, it was my Technics receiver. And I was like, we're not going to be lugging my Technics receiver around in cars, driving 50 miles with them and then coming back 50 miles and taking it to a bar and a pizza joint.
Yeah, I would agree. That was a bad idea. This was my idea?
Yeah, this was your idea.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah,
I was young and dumb.
You're like, whatever it takes to pull this off with the best equipment that we could have. And sadly enough, a college student had a better tuner than a radio station did at the college in which he was going to. And
my house was like an hour away.
Yeah, it was too far.
Not even
too far. So, and mine was on the way. It was, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And I chewed tobacco at the time.
I don't remember this at all.
And you were sitting on my couch, and you're like sitting there telling me this, and you come in and you sit down on my couch, and I'm like, you did what? And he's like, oh yeah, I already told the people we're gonna have the radio already taken care of. And I said, you idiot! And I was really mad at you because it was the pressure of the moment. Because we were in a hurry and we had to get going and we really had no other choice. And I took the chew can and I threw it at you and you ducked. And I'm glad you ducked because I think it would have hurt you.
This was the can of Skull or whatever, Kodiak?
Yeah, I think at the time it was Rooster.
Rooster.
What I was chewing.
It was a plastic thing.
And which they don't even sell Rooster here. But anyways, I throw it at you and it hits the windowsill above where you were sitting. You duck down, it hits the windowsill, and then it shatters into like 1,000 pieces. But then on top of that, chew tobacco.
All the tobacco falls
snowing
all over.
On me. Yeah, it comes all over you like you're in a snow globe.
I do remember.
And I remember as it was flying through the air, I'm like, oh my God, I should not have thrown this at him. And then the end result was boom, lots of mess. And then I remember I promptly apologized afterwards. Like, dude, I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that. You know, it was just a lot of pressure.
I remember I had the crap all over me. I was trying to get it off of me.
It was terrible.
I smelled like chew all night.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
It got into my carpet. I vacuumed it up.
The only thing that was good is by the time we got to the bar, they had cigars, and I could smoke a cigar and smell like a cigar and chew.
Yeah. 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 We're asking people, what's the craziest thing?
We got kicked off the air. Do you remember that?
Because the guy that
paid for this, what were those? That was a fundraiser type deal. The guy that paid for us to be there swore on the air, and then somebody from the radio station came and ripped the cables out of the wall. Oh, it's like, whatever, I'm drunk anyway.
Yeah.
We're like, we're done. Here, Sanrique, that was her name. You deal with this, and then we just walked out.
Yeah, this has been a crap show since the beginning. So you know what?
I wonder why we never get asked to come back. Because you know, I mean, most people go through that program and they don't actually make it in broadcasting. And I always wondered, like, God, that guy's a loser, like a producer. We have a show, and I know why we never get asked to come back.
Oh my gosh, she owns a tap room now. Oddly enough, Sanrique does.
Oh, does she? Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
She actually did ended up with a better job than we did. What would you do if I took one of my son's diapers?
Oh my God, I would kill you.
Chucked it at you.
That would be bad. I would pick up horse crap or dog, probably dog crap, easier to find, and I would throw it back.
Oh, my son's got the most rank.
Baby diapers stink so bad.
The most rank poops, too. I mean, like, it is like he's on this blueberry kick right now. And I mean,
he craps like a bear in the forest.
God, it's like I, you know, I see him doing his thing over in the corner, because what he does is he sits there and he goes, and he just stands like, well, he's always moving, but you know if he stops.
You don't have to explain
you
this.
You know if he stops moving.
You can stop.
You know if he stops moving that he's up to it.
And, he gives you that look, too?
And I'll be like, oh, yeah. But I could be like 15 feet
You're
away.
Like, hey, Becky, I got to run to the store real quick.
I could be 15 feet away, and I see him, and I could smell it as it's happening. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? I
mean, it is the most. This kid fast.
If I were to throw a diaper at you, that would be
war.
I would be okay with you probably pulling a gun on me.
Yeah, well, I would
not be okay with it, but I'd understand.
I would want to cause you pain. I don't want to kill you, but.
Casey writes in, she says that she was at in a parking lot and a woman slammed her car door into her car and refused to apologize for it. Like, she was like one of those things, if you ever sit in your car and you're sitting in your car and then
and people will like try
somebody slams into you and then they just look at you.
They'll just say, like, oh, I didn't do that.
They're like, yeah, I just did that.
Or, okay.
Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to even address it. So Casey got mad. And she got out of the car, and she said that, to be fair, her main thing was going to smear the diaper. So she was in her car. The lady bumps into her car door, then walks away like nothing happened. So she was going to, she wanted revenge because she dented up her car. So then what she ended up doing was she was going to take the diaper and smear the poopy diaper on the lady's windshield.
Oh, that's terrible.
But the lady walked out of the store, so she didn't know what to do. She panicked, and she threw the diaper at the lady.
Did she hit her?
No, she didn't hit her. She says in her defense.
That's probably better than having it smeared on your window.
She's not a psycho 99% of the time, but she just had she had crazy baby hormones, and she just bought the minivan. And you don't mess with mom's ride. All right. I don't understand that. Okay. I'm sorry. I was going to say I could sympathize with you because I'm a minivan owner.
Boy, that's better than.
And I'm a father, but I don't think I could ever bring myself to wipe a dirty diaper
on
somebody's windshield, let alone take that diaper and throw it at them.
A prosthetic leg or a baby diaper? I'm still going to go baby diaper, because you don't want to be hit with that, because a prosthetic leg could probably cause some damage. And Tabitha actually had a prosthetic leg. Well, it wasn't thrown at her, but it was thrown across the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would go with prosthetic leg, because
hot
at least
coffee. Wow.
I could take my chances dodging the prosthetic leg. If you catch the diaper in the wrong spot, man, it's a hospital visit. You know, I mean, that's all kinds of.
Oh, germs. I've had a hamburger thrown at me. Marin writes.
Of course you have.
Remember Jeff Good? He threw a double-double with extras.
Okay,
animal style at me once.
Okay, I want a rundown of everything that you know that you've been thrown. So burger.
All right.
Double
double animal style.
Uh-huh.
Remote control, peanut butter.
Jesus.
Somebody's
peanut butter, like what?
Home stereo.
In a hand or in the
jar.
In the jar.
The jar. Plastic
jar. Jar of peanut butter. Okay.
Jar of peanut butter.
All right. That's doable.
Jar of peanut butter. Let's see. Guacamole. But that was because I lost
a
bet.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know I'm forgetting something.
Well,
chew can.
When you were wearing the I Heart Boys bikini. The girl was in here throwing meat at me.
Lunch meat.
Yeah, to see if it would stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good run. I don't know if anybody can beat that.
No, I mean, seriously.
I should be in the Book of World Records for how much crap I've had thrown at me, right?
Have you ever had a shoe thrown at you?
Yeah, if I have shoes thrown at me.
You've had shoes
thrown at me. Flip-flops thrown at me.
Yeah.
What, do people not like me?
Is beverages?
That, is that the problem?
Have you ever had a beverage thrown at you?
Yeah, I've had a beer thrown at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, by a woman. She was a bitch. She was dating my friend.
Well, of course. Of course that's going to be your response.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, it's not like, I've had a woman throw a beer at me. She was the nicest woman I've ever met.
Good morning.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning on 93.3 KZOZ.